Good morning, folks, and welcome to River Radio. My name is Sam Carter. Today on River Radio, we're going to hear from some of our most important members of our boating community, families, and in particular, kids. In the studio with me today is the Talmadge family from right here in Montezuma County. We have Megan Talmadge and her three kids, Hayden, Kayla, and Corbin. Good morning, all of you.
Good morning.
Wow, that was perfect. Can you each, starting with you, Hayden, tell us how old you are?
I'm 13.
Hi, my name is Kayla, and I'm 10.
Six.
And your name is?
Corbin.
You're Corbin. All right, 6, 10, and 13. We're not going to tell you how old Megan is. So, Hayden or Kayla, let's do Hayden first. Can you tell us, Hayden, what is one of your favorite stories about the Lower Dolores River?
Well, my favorite's probably I went from Bradfield all the way down to Gateway with my dad and Sam. It was really fun.
What did you like about that?
We got to do the whole thing, and it really was a fun experience.
And can you tell us kind of what you remember about how, like, what it looked like when you started at Bradfield, and then what the surroundings looked like at Gateway?
Yeah, Bradfield's a lot greener.
What's Gateway look like?
It's a lot of desert.
Uh-huh. All right.
Rocks.
And Kayla, can you tell us one of your favorite stories?
We were on the Lower Dolores, and we were on the wall part, and I was like 5, and then we got stuck on a rock, and it was just nervous but exciting at the same time.
Why was it nervous?
Because the wall has like an undersucking thing where there's water under the wall, and if you get stuck under there, well, you lived a long life, a good life.
And then you said it was exciting, too. What was exciting about it?
The white water and everything around. Uh-huh. And yeah.
So was your dad rowing the boat that day or your mom? Who got you stuck?
My dad was rowing the boat.
Your dad got you stuck. We'll make sure we say that loud. And do you remember, were you on there for a long time?
We were on there for like, 5 minutes.
Oh, it wasn't all day. It was just a few minutes.
Yeah.
Yeah. But you got off and you were fine.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Still alive today.
Yeah. And yeah, okay. Corbin, you got to go boating yesterday on the Lower Dolores. Can you tell us a little bit about that? Maybe some of your favorite places on that trip yesterday?
Where we had lunch.
Uh-huh. Why did you like that place?
Because it had bear marks.
Oh, it had bear marks. What did they look like?
They were big, and they were just like their claws.
Were they
shapes.
In the trees?
Yeah.
Yeah? Did you see any bear poop?
Yeah.
Yeah? Ooh. Were you scared there was a bear coming around?
No.
You weren't scared? No. And can you describe what it looked like down there yesterday a little bit? Like, what did the water look like?
Clear and kind of greenish.
Uh-huh. All right. That's a good answer. Megan, can you tell us maybe what it is that you like about going boating with your family?
Well, I think it's been a great experience for us because we enjoy being outside and out and far away as possible. And when you've got kids, it's hard to put that all into a backpack. Mm-hmm. And so the boat has offered us a very luxurious way to get many miles away from civilization and just back into backcountry that we love. And the kids love the water, and it's also taught them a lot of patience because they've been on the boat for many hours riding the waves and enjoying the experience. And I think it's been a great thing for our family to enjoy all together.
Mm-hmm. I remember when you guys were young, and I should say to all the listeners that I've boated with your family many times, but I remember when you guys were young, but you're still young, maybe a little younger, your dad would go around and fill up a bucket full of rocks for you so that as you floated, what would you do with those rocks as you floated?
Throw them out of the boat and try and hit the river banks. Uh-huh. Or just like the waves and...
And what are some of the things y'all collect when you go down the river? I noticed yesterday your boat had a bunch of things in it. Maybe we shouldn't talk about that, but it had a bunch of things in it. What did y'all bring home?
So we normally collect driftwood because there's some pieces that are really interesting.
And what do you do with that?
Just have a big collection with it, and sometimes if it's big enough, we'll make staffs out of it, hang stuff.
We also made a door handle out of one.
For your house?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And so Kayla or Hayden, can either of you tell us one of your favorite places on the Lower Dolores?
I really like Snaggletooth.
Why do you like that?
It's just really exciting and one of the cooler places on the river.
Have you floated through Snaggletooth?
No, but I've watched a lot of people float through.
So your dad makes you get out and watch?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Are you going to float through it someday soon?
Hopefully.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. And Kayla, how about you?
My favorite place on the river is probably the Puddin.
Why?
Because you get to know that there's a big, fun, exciting journey ahead of you.
Oh, wow.
And you're not having to pack everything up and get out.
It's the beginning.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh. All right. So tell me a little bit about eating on the river. Do you guys eat, like, do your parents, like, kind of make you go hungry and you have to eat, like, maybe crackers and peanut butter all day? Or do you get to eat, like, good food? Or, yeah, tell me about the food.
We normally get to get a bunch of, like, special stuff for the river because it's a river trip and we're not going to be in civilization, and so it's fun.
What's some special food?
Candy.
Marshmallows.
Soda.
Uh-huh.
Sweet
bagels.
Uh-huh. Corbin, what do you like to eat on the river?
Meat sticks.
Meat sticks?
Jerky.
Uh-huh. Did you bring any with you today? No? Okay, I was hoping you had one. And the last couple questions for you, just in general. So you kids, you've been on the Lower Dolores, but you've been on a lot of rivers, actually. You've been able to float around a lot of rivers. What I'd like to hear from each of you, if you can. What is it that you like about rivers so much?
It's an adventure, and you get to be with your family. It's one of the cooler places on our planet, and it's an experience.
I really like the camping and the whitewater and the excitement on the boat.
Uh-huh. What do you like about being on the river, Corbin?
I like skipping rocks and finding cool rocks.
Uh-huh. How far can you skip a rock?
Probably like a couple feet.
Uh-huh. That's pretty good. That's pretty good. Okay, so, and then tell me about wildlife. What kind of wildlife do you all see down there?
Sometimes we see longhorn sheep, which is really interesting.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, a lot of bighorn sheep, a lot of birds. Sometimes lizards, and there's dinosaur tracks, but...
Have you seen any dinosaurs?
No.
No?
Normally we see a lot of deer and elk.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Have you seen elk this spring?
No.
No. No. What kind of animals do you like to see?
Fish and
what? Do you like those big do you like the big tall birds?
Yeah.
Yeah. What are they eating?
Fish.
Uh-huh. And then last question. How many of you like to go fishing? We got you're raising your hands. I love it. Are y'all good at catching fish?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
When we went in Idaho, we caught a bunch of fish.
Yeah, I remember that. Were they big?
No.
No, they could fit in your hand. Yeah, but they were fun. All right, Megan, would you like to tell us anything else about being on the river with your kids?
I just think it's a great place to enjoy. They've grown up a lot, and they're very aware and cautious of water and the river, and but also having a great time. And I love to see them begin to boat their own or row their own boats. So it's been a great place for our family to spend time together.
It's great to hear. All right, Megan, Hayden, Kayla, and Corbin. Thanks so much for being here on River Radio this morning. It's a true pleasure. Folks out there, you have been listening to River Radio with our guests, the Talmadge family. I'm Sam Carter. Thanks so much for joining us.